Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome back to All of It on WNYC. One of my favorite songs, the kind you turn up very loud and sing at the top of your lungs, features my next guest. This is Lola from the Kinks.
I met her in a club down in Old Soho, where you drink champagne and it tastes like Coca-Cola. C-O-L-A, Cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her
that's name good.
In a dark brown voice, she says, Lola. Sorry, Dave, I couldn't help myself.
Yes, it's good. Good dancing, by
thank
way.
You very much. Dave Davies is here in the studio, of course, one of the founding members of the Kinks. You have had an extraordinary life, not one without challenges. You suffered a stroke in 2004, but it didn't stop you or derail your career. With legendary guitarist and songwriter recently released an album titled Decade, a collection of previously unreleased songs recorded in the 70s. Dave Davies will be performing at the New York Society for Ethical Culture next Friday, April 12th. Thank you for being in studio.
No, it's great to meet you. It's nice to be back here again.
It's a good place.
Good vibe. Yeah, it's good in there.
A good vibe here. What can we expect at your show next week?
I'll try and mix it up. I I've got to do the old songs, you know. You really got me.
Mm-hmm.
Turn it up really that loud, you know. And we will do, me and my band, we'll touch on some quiet songs,
mm-hmm.
oldies, newies, and in betweenies, you know. And hopefully we're trying to rehearse a song for my new album, which is called Decade.
Yes.
Which spans recordings, unreleased versions of songs from the 70s. And it's a lot of fun promoting that. But of course, to promote everything, you know. Oh, I've had so many albums out the last few years. And of course, the Kinks catalog spans way back 50 years. There's a lot of stuff in there to choose from.
A lot of good stuff to choose from. I'm interested in these songs from Decade. When you first revisited them, found them again, how did you feel about them?
Terrified. The thought of actually getting them out after all this time, they seemed that okay when they were hidden.
Yeah.
But like when I decided to, it's my sons really, Simon and Martin Davis, that persuaded me to get it together and get it released, and I listened to them and I thought, I can't do this. It's too, you know, because I realised most of these songs are very deeply personal, which they should be. That's what art's for, right?
Mm-hmm.
To get all this stuff out, since all this turmoil and pain and joy and happiness, weirdness, it has to come out somehow. And music's a great way to get all these emotions out. I'm just sorry it took 30 years for it to happen. But I'm very excited about the album and the songs being heard. And it's, you know, it's funny, really, because I kind of, there's a part of me that liked them when they were secret.
Sure, yeah.
There's something about that.
They're yours, you know, of them, you hold them tight.
Yeah, but the energy is kind of cool, you know, but when you let it go, it's gone. So all that energy goes. But I'm glad people like it. It's getting good reviews and hope it continues. I'm having a lot of fun with it.
I want to play a track for people so they can hear a little bit of it. The lead single on the album is called Cradle to Grave. Let's listen to some of it.
How long, what, while coming?
can still sing in that key. We're going to have to take it down a bit.
That's okay. My guest is Dave Davies. That is from his new album, Decade, which is full of older songs, ones that have been previously unreleased. I did want to ask you about, you know, I sang that Lola is one of my favorite time, songs of all time. And your, I want to know if this is myth, or this is part of the mythology of the Kinks, or if it's true, that that guitar sound that you sort of created was because you sliced an amp?
Oh, yeah. I had a, I couldn't get the guitar tone that I wanted. So I bought this small amplifier, which I called my green amp. It was green.
Just because of the color green?
Yeah, but okay. It was kind of like space age shape, like a weird kind of shape. Mm-hmm. And I bought it for 10 quid. I plugged it in, played it, and it sounded like every other amp. And then I decided, I was getting really annoyed with it. So I decided to cut the speaker with a razor blade all the way round. And then I plugged it in again, and I was astonished at the tone that came out. It was this raucous, gritty, rough, edgy sound. And Ray liked it, the band loved it, and we thought, let's try and integrate it. And Ray wrote a song called You Really Got Me. He wrote it on the piano, so I had this very strong, kind of almost jazz riff. Bum, 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 bum. And so we messed around with it, and I messed around with the sound, and You Really Got Me was born in that front room in Dunmark Terrace where me and Ray grew up in that house. And so it kind of all happened mystically or by magic or by total accident, really. It was a
happy accident.
Yeah.
Can we listen? Let's listen. It's one of my favorites too. My guest is Dave Davies. Dave will be performing at the New York Society for Ethical Culture on April 12th. As I mentioned in my intro, about 15 years ago, you suffered a stroke. Is that right?
Yeah, it was in 2004, I think. Yeah, it was a bit weird.
Yeah. How long in your recovery did
you... It's like the beginning of Cradle to the Grave. How long?
How long did you... At what point did you think, I am going to be able to perform again? And did you doubt that at any point?
Constantly.
Yeah.
I didn't. You know, I made a... After the first couple of days, when I had time to realise what was really going on, which, you know, it's really strange. We think we're in control of our lives, so we pretend that, we know what we're doing and we're in control and all that. But really, we don't know what we're doing, really, because when something like that happens and you're flat on your back and you're looking up at space and you have to laugh because there's no other emotion suitable. And you know, you got just, you know, we don't have control. We like to think us humans are so special. But, you know, we can easily have our egos bumped down and... It was a lesson, really, because it taught me a lot about my spiritual life, about my kind of inner self and determination you need to climb back from these. And there were people in the hospital that had terrible debilitating illnesses, MS and these muscular things and brain. Wow, it made you realise how delicate a human body is, but you got to keep going. It's only one way to go, and that's up. And fortunately, I had my kids around me and my family and my brother and supportive friends, and you know, it made me realise how important family and friends are. You know, a smile of love coming from somewhere mm-hmm. kind of woo, really lifts you up when you feel that down. But what was really interesting was how aware I became, really very aware and very psychic. There were a lot of the people that worked in the hospital, there was a couple of nurses that came in, and psychically they were carrying this burden on their shoulders, life or things that had gone wrong and their pain and all this stuff. I thought, oh, take them away. And then I realised that being in the hospital wasn't a very healthy place to be. You know, you pick up on so many things. And then I noticed this little guy, he was a nurse, mm-hmm. and had a little green uniform, and he was from Singapore. He didn't speak much English, but his energy was radiant. And every time he'd look round the door, I used to get this vibe of, like, everything's going to be okay, don't worry. And it's amazing what we can give to each other, just through a smile, but it's got to be genuine.
Mm-hmm.
Authenticity is really, really key to all our lives.
That's what I think people like about live music performance.
Yeah,
it's authentic. It's real. You can't
unless you remind me.
That's another story.
No, that's why I like playing live, because it's happening now, and then it's got a different feeling about it, and you can transmit energy to people and they to you. That's the great thing, is that sharing thing. It's really important in all kinds of healing as well. It's like crucial in my rehab thing when I'm flat on my back. The healing we can, it's really, there's a lot of energy out there or within in here that we don't know that much about, really. We like to think we know things about that we do. We know a little bit,
mm-hmm.
but I think we need to open up a lot more to each other as people somehow. And I think that's the key to our survival, I think.
Yeah.
Trust and opening up.
And good music.
Oh, with the music, what would we do?
Yeah. What would we do without it?
Yeah, I mean, I love all kinds of music, and I find it inspires me. There's a lot of classical music that inspires me, a lot of old music, a lot of in-between music that kind of helps us all.
Dave Davies will be performing at the New York Society for Ethical Culture on April 12th. His new album is Decade. Dave, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you. It's been lovely. Thank you very much.
Coming up after the break, photographer Gail Haliban.
In a deep hole lies a body, looking for a crack up in the wall. Though the world treats him bad, there's a smile upon his face. Looking for